Welcome to the OIS Podcast, where you get candid conversations with the leaders and drivers of ophthalmic innovation. And now, here's our host, Tom Salemi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the OIS Podcast. This is Tom Salemi, your host. Thank you for joining us again today. Back at OIS at AAO in Las Vegas, we had Tom Prinzi up on stage. He and Dan Dury had just been given the OIS Innovator Award, and Dick Lindstrom was asking Tom specifically what's next. Tom played it kind of coy, suggested his wife was ready to kick him out of the house, and he was ready to try something new, but suggested that really nothing was lined up yet. Well, that may or may not have been the case, but at the beginning of January, it was announced that Tom would be a senior vice president at Abbott and that he would head AMO. And that surprised some because Tom is seen as sort of a startup guy. But in this interview, Tom rightfully explains that he spent a lot of his career at larger companies and was looking forward to doing for AMO what he's done for other businesses, which is really get the best out of them. So hope you enjoy this conversation with Tom Prinzi, Senior Vice President of Abbott and the new head of AMO. Tom Prinzi, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So back at OIS in Vegas, you were on stage and someone asked you, what's next? And you had a little wry little smile and you said, I don't know, but you know, you suggested that your wife was ready to boot you out of the house and you're looking for a new project. Was this, was your new job at AMO, was this anywhere a glimmer in your eye or were you still honestly open to new opportunities at that point?
No, I certainly was open to new opportunities at that point. But, you know, as my wife was nudging me out the door, you know, I certainly was keeping an open mind about all the opportunities. But, you know, certainly ophthalmology has been in my blood for a long time. You know, 31 of my 35 years in medical device has been in the field of surgical ophthalmology. So it was certainly logical that the next thing I did would continue in our space. And, you know, quite frankly, small or large companies were never really a filter for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you may or may not realize I've spent half of my career in big companies and half in small, having started with Johnson & Johnson in the eye lab business and then migrating to Chiron Vision and then to Bausch & Lomb. So I've certainly had a lot of experience in big companies. And then for most of the 2000s, have been participating in venture-backed startup companies. So I think, you know, when I thought about what to do next, I certainly didn't limit myself in any way. I just was looking for a challenging, interesting next opportunity. And certainly the opportunity to run the vision business for Abbott fell into that category.
Sure, absolutely. How did this opportunity come to you? How long were you folks talking? Did it come together pretty quickly, or has this been a long series of discussions that led to the final conclusion?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, probably a couple of months towards the back end of 2015, it came together, you know, rather quickly.
And what compelled you to take this job?
Well, you know, again, as I said, ophthalmology is certainly in my DNA, if you will. And, you know, vision is so precious and it affects our lives in such a meaningful way that it was only natural for me to look at opportunities that kept me in the space. And I think two things were pretty compelling to me about the Abbott opportunity. One, from a people point of view, I was impressed with the people I knew from AMO historically, as well as I, you know, got around to meet some of the folks during my due diligence, impressed with the passion, the professionalism, and the commitment to the customer that I was sensing. And then the second area really had to do with our pipeline. I need not tell you, as being part of OIS, innovation happens very quickly within ophthalmology. And I think we need at AMO or at Abbott's Vision Business to have a steady cadence of new product introductions. And I was very impressed with the quality and richness of the pipeline. So those two factors together with, as you know, I'm a big fan of high performance management. And I think to couple those two pluses on the Abbott Vision side, together with a process that really gains alignment and focus across an organization and gets the organization to focus on the vital few, really enables our business to partner with the ophthalmologist beyond technology and really bring value both at the top and bottom line. So all of that combined really made me feel this was the most intriguing opportunity within our space.
Mm-hmm. So what is the process that you're sort of involved in now? You get in there, is it a sort of a top to bottom review right off the bat, or do you wade in gradually? What's your style and your approach to these sorts of situations?
Yeah, I certainly think over these first 60 days, it's been, you know, more about listening, assessing, traveling around to meet as many folks as I could. And again, as I've done that, my due diligence work has been kind of confirmed in terms of the quality of the people, the richness of the pipeline, really sets us up for continued success going forward. So it's really been in that kind of listening, assessing mode through these first probably 3 months that I'll be on board, and then look to begin to make some changes that are appropriate going forward.
And do you have a sense of what changes we might see down the road in terms of offerings or priorities or focuses for AMO?
No, as I said, I think a steady cadence of new product introductions is very critical to any organization. And we are well positioned in that regard to really have a steady cadence. And I've challenged the R&D group that almost on every 6 months basis, we should be introducing new technology to the marketplace. I think we're well positioned to do that.
Do you think we'll see more acquisitions or of outside technologies, or is this something that happens from within?
You know, I think we're agnostic about where innovation comes from. I think it's a combination of both. But, you know, the reality is we don't really comment on, certainly M&A type of opportunities. But, we feel good about certainly our ability to grow the business organically. And obviously, being part of OIS for as long as I have been, innovation is certainly alive and well, and we will avail ourselves of it where and when appropriate.
Great. And just final question, I just wanted to follow up on something you said, partnering with the ophthalmologist beyond the technology. Is that just meaning proving overall relations with them, or do you see some sort of new relationship between corporations and ophthalmologists in that regard?
Well, I think a great example that we're currently doing is in the area of direct-to-consumer advertising in the corneal refractive space, where, you know, we're certainly doing our part to try to provide education to the consumer in terms of the safety and efficacy of a procedure like LASIK, and trying to re-energize the space, if you will. And I think that's a great example. And we're beginning to see it bear fruit, where participating accounts are seeing some uptick as a result of some of that consumer educating that we're doing. I think another great example is our AMO University, where practitioners and support staff attend in terms of how do you continue to build the world-class cataract refractive business. We also have premium practice specialists that come in beyond the selling of technology and work with the practice in terms of increasing their conversion rates, building that private pay aspect of their practice, again, geared towards not only helping them at a top line, but also at a bottom line. So I think AMO has a tradition of providing that kind of partnering. And, our intent is to continue that and take it to a whole new level.
Great. And I hope you're preparing yourself for the Masters of the Universe discussion at the upcoming OIS. You bracing yourself for Mazo's questions?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It should be a fun session.
Excellent. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Take care. Well, congratulations, Tom Frinzy. Thanks for taking a few minutes from your busy schedule to let us know what you're up to and for giving us the update on AMO. We certainly look forward to seeing what that company will be doing over the next couple of years. And thank you, of course, to our listeners for tuning in for this podcast. And don't forget, go to OIS.net to register for OIS at ASCRS. You'll see Tom Frinzy on stage as one of our Masters of the Universe. And we hope to see you on May 5th in New Orleans.